Not all national security threats involve sophisticated plots and weapons. They involve the very simple IED, the improvised explosive device. But IEDs are becoming more high-tech, and there's a real concern they could be used here.
More live with CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick. Cammy, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
People normally think of Afghanistan and Iraq when they think of IEDs, but national security officials are very worried about them here. Who and why?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we've been hearing about these since Iraq, and they're very different in Afghanistan than they were in Iraq. In Afghanistan, they're made from very crude, homemade-type devices. In Afghanistan, they were based on munitions. You'll remember Saddam Hussein had all these military bases that the insurgents then pilfered and got all this equipment to build these bombs. The problem is that they're so unsophisticated that they're very difficult to detect. And one of the problems is the cost. It may cost a homemade bomb maker, you know, $100 to make a device, whereas the U.S. is spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to detect and prevent these sorts of attacks. There's also the concern that you mentioned that they might grow more high-tech. Some of the things that they know insurgents are looking at or these criminal elements are looking at is how to use our technology that we've developed, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, to detonate these devices. And they're coming up with smaller devices and devices that are easier to conceal. So all of this is, as you can imagine, very, very difficult to detect and very, very difficult to guard against.
Cammy, have there been any planned attacks in the U.S. involving IEDs?
Yeah, one of the events they mentioned recently was the Colorado, the Aurora shootings, when officials went to the suspect's apartment. You remember it was loaded, it was booby-trapped with all of these makeshift bombs. We're seeing more of these sorts of things in Mexico and in many other countries where criminal gangs, narcotics organizations, and high-end terrorist organizations are coming up with these very, at this point, unsophisticated devices. Of course, the problem is that they'll become more sophisticated, more difficult to detect, and so a lot of effort is going into this. There's a multi-agency effort underway in this country to try to find and destroy these things.
And can you tell us more about that effort before we go?
Yeah, it involves 17 government agencies and some international organizations as well, as you can imagine. One of the key areas they're going after is cutting the money flow to these organizations, these networks, they call them. That's considered the key here, because if it's so cheap to build a bomb and it's so expensive for us to fight them, then obviously what they want to do is try to make these bombs more expensive for these networks to build. So they're going after their funding. So one of the organizations involved, obviously, is the Department of Commerce.
Cammy, thanks for your help on this.
Thank you.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.